This episode of No Simple Road is brought to you by Shop Tour Bus. Visit at Shop Tour Bus on Instagram or shoptourbus.com online. And guess what, guys?
What?
It's back to school time.
It is back to school time.
Everybody's going back to school.
It's back to school time.
I don't have to go back to school.
Kids are going back to school. And you know what? That's fucked up, man. Like, kids go back to school and summer vacation's over for the parents, too, man. You got to get in the car and wake up in the morning and fucking take the kids to school and do all that shit.
Yeah, I see that with you, too. It is a big responsibility.
I'm the one that gets up and takes them every day.
Yeah, you are. Definitely are.
I like that.
No, I had some, legitimately had some in my throat.
That was weird timing.
It was bad timing.
Just saying. Brother.
She does get up and take them to school. But you don't want your kid to go to school wearing some dumbass shit. You want them to wear some fresh, Grateful Dead, cool design stuff, right?
Well, yeah, unless you don't like your kid. But if you like your kid.
Most of us love our children,
depending on your kid. I don't know if every kid would.
Look, even if your kid's a giant asshole, you don't want them going to school dressed silly.
True.
That's true.
Do you? So.
You don't.
Go
what
over
about,
to what?
Unless you're a clown.
Everybody here's a fucking comedian.
Wow. Oh, so.
Yeah. Go to Shop Tour Bus and get your kids some stuff for school, man. It's the perfect time. And while you're there, buy yourself something nice too. Just because I said so. Hey, why don't you buy yourself something nice?
Buy yourself.
Go to Shop Tour Bus and check it out. All kinds of cool designs. They just sent you two clowns.
I know. I was going to mention wonderful that. Stuff. I'm excited.
Thank you, Shop Tour Bus.
Thank you, guys.
You got the cool drums in space. And
I don't want to know. I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't get shit.
Neither one of us.
Jackass.
We're sending them back now.
No, we're not. We're keeping them all.
You didn't look? You really didn't look?
I did not look. I don't want to know.
Okay, so when it comes, it's going to come in this badass box that's custom designed with a lyric on the inside. It's going to come with a piece of twine. It's going to be like rolled inside this box, right? It's going to have a piece of twine around it. It's going to have a bootleg tape that's magic and fits your life somehow. And
like your bootleg tape, it has some cool extras like in the fillers.
I meant to email them and ask them what that was, because Apple and I were driving to the Gorge and we were listening to the bootleg that they sent us, because Apple has a cassette recorder in his car, or a cassette player. I'm sorry, not a recorder. He has a cassette player in his car. And we're listening in the Dead songs, and this fucking funky jamming ass music comes on, and it's the filler. All it says on the tape is like funky groovy filler. So we got to find out what that is. But anyway, I digress. Inside your box will be your shirt and a piece of twine wrapping the shirt, and your cool bootleg that fits your life somehow, and some candy and a newsletter, and it's signed by whoever packed your thing, and little tiny toys and an eraser. And if that tape should happen to get eaten inside your ancient tape player in your car or your boombox that has 17D batteries in it at your house, they give you a pencil to spool the tape with.
Hell yeah.
See?
That's nice. Can you write with it too?
I guess if he sharpened it, you could. I don't think mine was sharpened. Was yours sharpened?
That would be dangerous.
I had a secret green magic pen in my
really?
Box. Yep. It looks like a tube of paint, and then when you unscrew the paint cap, out comes
I
the
remember
pen
that was the best thing anyone got in their box. With a little notepad.
I don't know about that. I got some rubber sushi.
I didn't
rubber sushi was pretty cool.
I didn't get rubber sushi, but I got a little miniature cute tiny little bat.
I can't wait to see what's in mine. See, that's the feeling you'll have when you order shirts for your kids for school, or you go buy yourself something pretty. See? Aaron said to go buy yourself something pretty. Do it. You should. That's a good idea.
Get yourself a scent.
Get yourself something. Yeah.
Do it.
Go to shoptourbus.com or at shoptourbus on Instagram and support the supporter of the No Simple Road family. Well, we're all family. Yeah, they're part of the No Simple Road family.
Yes.
They are our one and only magical, stupendous, splendorific sponsor, shoptourbus.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
Osiris.
What's up? This is Ryan Stasek from Humphreys McGee. This podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family.
Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts, connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Osiris works in partnership with Relics Magazine. Osiris.
Not going to get run over by the rocking chair.
He doesn't understand what a rocking chair is.
He understands. This dog speaks English and understands what a rocking chair is. Tell me he doesn't speak English, Ryder.
He speaks...
You can't say he doesn't.
Oh, he gave up. Wow.
What?
I got in a hole.
What happened? Get out of the phone, babe.
I did.
It sucked you in.
It sucked me in.
Well, you know what, guys? Hey now, No Simple Road family, welcome back. We're all out here on the porch. It's evening. I'll bet you hear the crickets. Do you hear the crickets?
I hear the crickets.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Do you hear the cry of the lambs?
If you think about crickets, it's super psychedelic. Listen to that.
You're just finding things.
No, for reals, man.
That's super trippy sounding.
Huh?
It's a bunch of bugs trying to fuck.
That's about as psychedelic as it gets. I don't know, man.
That's just boiling down. That removes the magic. It's
psychedelic.
I think that's pretty magical.
It's pretty. Stop.
It's pretty. Oh. It's magical. We're out here on the porch. The breeze just started. So, guys, the entire West Coast is on fire right now. And I woke up yesterday morning and went to leave for work. And I was like, geez, it sure is foggy outside. And started driving down our hill. And looked out over the valley, and holy crap, man, that was not fog. No. That was straight up smoke from all the fires in California.
The sunset was beautiful, though. Oh my God. Yeah.
It was so cool. And in British Columbia. And for all you people that are out there, stay safe, guys. And we love you, and we got you in our thoughts.
Yeah. And it's the entire West Coast, or California, down and everywhere.
If they say evacuate.
Yeah, like, don't wait it out, just man. Not cool.
Get out of there.
I love this house, but if they said evacuate, I'm gone.
Yeah, peace. Deuces. We're out. Spray the roof a little bit with the hose. Get in the car.
Come on.
Grab the safe. And we're out of here. All the important stuff is coming with me.
Yep.
So this week, guys, is Shakedown Screet. And I know all of you out there that are listening know who he is. And if you don't, head over to @ShakedownScreet on Instagram and check out his meme god skills. This dude's funny, man. And we had a good time talking to him.
Super chill.
Super chill.
Love that about him.
And he gets it. This cat gets it. And
yeah, and lots of talents.
Mm-hmm. Definitely lots of talents.
And just a sweetheart. He was just sweet. Like, from the, like, chill, easygoing. We talked to him, he's like, hey, what's up, you know, and just it was fun. And then seeing him, he was at the beach, you know, and it was just a really good time. So I enjoyed it, and thank you, B.
Yeah, man, thanks, B. So before we get to the interview, guys, you know what has to happen, though. We got to do the business.
What?
The business.
The business?
Do the business.
Dude, you should have done the business before we came out here and started recording.
I'm going to do my business right now. Follow us on Instagram at No Simple Road. Follow us on Facebook at No Simple Road. If you want to get some No Simple Road merch, or you want to find past episodes of the show, or listen to the new episodes on something other than your phone and you're on a computer or something, go to nosimpleroad.com and check that out. On there is the family tab as well. You can sign up for the newsletter there, and that's where you'll find out the inner workings of the show. And I send you periodic emails and alerts and whatnots and doodads and stuff like that.
Wait, what's alert?
It's a tiny little bug. Alert.
Stop one alert. Sending people bugs.
Well, I mean, some people are into that, man.
Some people aren't into bugs. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Ask first.
Entomologists, not entomologists. Those are guys that like Entenmann's cheesecake. But an entomologist is a person that likes bugs.
I like cheesecake.
I like cheesecake too.
Alert does sound cute. Would you like a little alert?
Like a little alert?
What does alert taste like?
I don't know. I'm curious now.
Licorice flavored alerts.
Oh shit, we're talking about business.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, follow us on Instagram. And where were we? I completely got derailed.
We'll
I was eating a cheesecake
we'll
flavored
alerts
alert.
Of
oh,
some kind.
The family tab. Sign up for the family tab. Yeah. And if you want to get in touch with us, if you have like trip reports or you want to send some ideas for the show or you have an idea of somebody that would be a great guest for the show, send it to nosimpleroad@gmail.com and we will take all your feedback in, discuss it, and it will go into the universal mind of No Simple Road and become part of the soup. What's up, Mel?
And read it like I'm pulling up right now to read up one of those letters that we got from Billy or Oscar. Was it Oscar? Mm-hmm. You have to say something because I'm looking for it.
I don't know what I thought you were. I thought you were all over it, man.
I was all over it.
Give me the mic. Wait, you know,
we really do read all the stuff that comes into the show. And I will say this. I don't think that anybody that sent something into the show hasn't gotten a reply.
Okay.
I think that every single piece of correspondence that's come in has been answered.
And if you have, email us and we'll reply back to you and say, I'm sorry.
Yep. And
call us out. We try to do.
We do. We try and answer all of it. And yeah. So you found your stuff, Mel?
I found it.
Let's hear it.
And I am going to read this one. It says, Dear Aaron, I've tried to reach out several times and let you know how much the podcast means to me and how much it has changed my life. I attempted to send in a trip report after my first Edge show at the Mattress Firm Theater in San Diego, one of the best nights of my life. But at the time, I couldn't put it into words. I did wind up recording an audio file later on recapping the magical night, so maybe I'll send that over. But that's not why I'm writing in. I wanted to figure out some way that I could give back, and I remember hearing in one of the episodes that your son is learning how to play guitar. I've been playing guitar, piano, and violin since I was 7 years old, and I'm trying to make a career in music. I realize that it's more than likely he already has a guitar teacher. Nope. But if he, or you, or Apple, or Mel, or Ryder, with an exclamation point, would be interested in some free lessons, I would love to teach you guys. I'm in LA right now, about to start my last year of college, which reminds me, I ran into Sydney and Adam at a swim show the other night in LA, which was freaking awesome. But I do have Skype and good internet connection. Anyways, I am glad I could finally let you know that you all are a very important part of my life, and I've played a huge part. Oh, and have played a huge part in turning me into a deadhead. That's so sweet. Let me know about the lessons, and I'll keep listening to the podcast. By the way, I've been listening to Circles Around the Sun all day. So good. In case you're interested in hearing some of my playing, my Instagram is, and I'm just going to shout you out, Billy. No, you don't want it?
Mm-mm. Why? No, because he may not want it.
He wants to make a career, and right, we talk about music.
Right,
Billy Hammer Music. I was going to say that at the very end, but you said it at your very end. So if you want to hear more, I could record something and send it over. Best Will. So that's
awesome.
Right, I mean, just right there. You guys heard that letter.
Yes, that was the first I've heard of this letter, and that is a very cool offer.
So this sweetheart has kept coming and popping into our life without, and this was his official like letter to us. And so it just, first of all, warmed my heart because him offering himself to us as like offering his talents to the entire family. And what are you gonna say, Ryan?
I don't like know.
and he's awesome. How we got to know him is when he sent a video in of him sitting on a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the guitar. All your clips are great.
Yeah, the
we
Instagram
them,
is just really just good. So you
beautiful.
Guys, I want you to, if you're listening after this, go and check out Billy Hammer Music on Instagram because he is such a talented, sweet, kind soul. And
yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And you know, that is the whole thing, is that we're building community here and building a family. And that's what it's all about right there. You know, when we talk about like, hey, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or, you know, head over to the Patreon or whatever we're talking about. That's what we're doing is building that community and making those connections with each other. And it's an exchange of energy. You know, we went last weekend down to Eugene to see J-Rad.
So cool.
And we stayed at this farmhouse. And this farmhouse is on like 20 acres. And the brother that owns that place is an amazing human being. And it was total synchronicity that
pure magic.
We rented that place because it's this wonderful, you know, deadhead community that they got going on down there. Just amazing people on this farm. And when we were sitting and talking to him, you know, he said that, you know, he always wants to charge a little something for people to come do stuff there because he wants an exchange. And I feel like that with the show too. And not as far as like charging to hear the show, obviously, but like, there should always be an exchange between us and the people that listen, whether that's them leaving a review or writing in an email or buying a t-shirt or us seeing them out somewhere and giving them a hug. Or that's what builds the community between all of us. That's what makes the family. It's not a passive thing of you just sitting there listening and letting us babble into your ear hole. It's the interaction between all of us, whether it's a digital interaction, whether it's ones and zeros from a bank account to one another bank account, whether it's a hug at a show or an offer or thoughts or an offer to give us free fucking guitar lessons or whatever, you know, it's a beautiful thing to exchange with each other. And I really appreciate that. And it means a lot coming from the family, you know? So yeah, that, send in your feedback, guys, because we'll read it on the show, you know, and it touches our hearts and we appreciate it. So,
and since you brought it up, I was afraid to because we're really anxious all to do a recap of the Joe Russo show and our experience this past weekend. Oh, it was magical, but we can't go deep right now. That'll be coming soon. Mm-hmm.
Coming soon.
Or it'll be 1 a.m. We'll still be sitting here talking.
Our plate is slowly clearing. We've been doing 2 episodes a week, sort of, here and there. And when we can. And our plate is clearing, and we will do those recaps. We still owe you guys a Fish recap. We owe you a Dead & Company recap, and we owe you a J-Rad recap.
And we have half the Fish one done, and it's already over an hour and a half. So that'll be a fun
yeah,
long
you guys
one.
Are going to enjoy that, man.
We hope.
So on the tip of community and exchanges, head over to patreon.com/nosimpleroad. That is where you can support us monetarily, guys. You know, I know it seems strange and it seems funny. There's a lot of people listening to this show right now. I know it. I see the numbers. There's a lot of you out there. And if half of you took the plunge and seriously took the plunge and spent $1 a month, I might not have to leave this house ever again.
That's gross, babe.
Yeah, that's.
You know what I mean.
Guys,
I would be able.
Don't listen to that reason.
I would be able to devote myself 100%.
Make this your job.
Yeah, I would be able to devote myself 100%.
And when he gets
this.
A chance to do that, watch out, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All the cool things that we keep talking about and not doing.
Yeah. Right.
All those cool things
those
you guys
cool
are
things,
like. That
I'll have
to
time
hear.
To do them.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that's the exchange I'm talking about. Not just that, but that's part of it. And you know, if we're entertaining you, if you're at work and we're getting you through your day, or you know, we're making you laugh once in a while, think about it. Think about, you know, going a little deeper with No Simple Road and supporting the family, helping us pay the bills and keep the light on.
And I know it's not just the dollar, it's the effort that it takes to go over there to that website,
yeah,
put your information in there and do it. But it's not that hard. Next time you got like a couple minutes,
well, once
you're
done,
it pops into your head. Just
and you become a Chan donator. And you always will be as much as you can.
And I hate to say it, but like, if once you've gone all that trouble, you know, maybe more than a dollar. I don't know.
So, hell yeah.
This is a slippery slope.
Just saying.
This is a slippery slope.
guys.
Is it really? Is it really?
You know what? It's building the family, and it's supporting something bigger than ourselves, and that's what it's about. We're not asking for your money.
No.
We're asking you to support us and to help us do the things that we're doing, and that's it.
And yeah, and you all that are listening, we love you, and you see what we're doing. You see like what we did with Chuck, and we want to do so many more things in the future to help all of us out, this growing family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So enough said. Patreon.com/NoSimpleRoad. If you've been on the fence, head over there. But the other thing that you can do to help the show that doesn't cost anything at all is leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play.
Go leave us your favorite Grateful Dead lyrics.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You could do that.
Why not?
Sure.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's no effort. Just
leave a little 5-star and your favorite Grateful Dead lyrics.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm cool with that thing. Have at it.
And then we'll send you an alert.
a little alert.
A blue alert that is the color of the number 12. Yep.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's how you can support the show that doesn't cost anything, guys. You head over, you search the show, you leave a review, you click the 5-star, and boom, you're done. And No Simple Road shines a little brighter because of you. So we appreciate all of you that have done it in the past. Keep them coming, guys, because that lets more people find out about the show and keeps us relevant and moving forward down the track, because we are a headlight on a northbound train. Choo-choo.
Wow.
What? What?
I just like that.
We are.
I know. That was good.
I want to say that.
It might be a lyric from somewhere. I don't know. I might have stole that. What?
I was listening to Duncan Trussell last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, and he had Roshi Joan, the Zen Buddhist, really amazing activist, and she just spoke very well, author. He asked her a question about how to start getting involved, and she said, "Start with your family."
Yeah. And that, he said, how do you change the world? How do you get involved?
He's like, you're over there in the Himalayas. You know, that's how he said it. I'm repeating it. Okay. He says, let me not go there. Yeah. So he said that. And she was like, you know, there's like no cameras there. The only people that know that I'm doing it is me, you know, like I forgot where I was going with this.
Help your family.
Oh, and so he's like, so you're doing all this amazing stuff. How does somebody get involved like that? How does somebody, you know, end up there doing that? And she was like, well, you know, everybody's doing their part. Like she said, you're doing it with your podcast. And then he's like, she's like, start with your family.
Yeah, man.
And that, it just stuck with me for, like I said, it was been last week or the week before I heard that, but I know I didn't say it exact, but I feel that for you guys, and I feel that from you guys, like that amazing auction that we were able to gift that to Chuck just made me feel so good. And I hope that everybody who bought something and participated in the auction felt amazing. And I know Chuck felt great. And so,
and Claire.
Yeah. And Claire, like all of these little ripples went out, and you guys, that's my goal. Like after hearing her elegantly say that, like that's my personal goal, is to make my family prosper so that they can prosper with the people that they love.
Yeah. And those ripples go out, and from your immediate family, you support the larger family, and the larger family supports the larger family. And then that starts to change the world. So a little bit at a time, guys, one step at a time. And like I said, we are a headlight on a northbound train. And you brought something up. You mentioned Duncan, and I just want to send my condolence out to him. I know his father passed away this week. So Duncan, man, we love you, and we're there with you, man. And you know, you really inspired me early on and have continued to be an inspiration to me. And I know your dad was that for you, man. So our condolences and our love go out to you and your family, Duncan.
Much love, Duncan.
Much love, brother.
Much love.
So all that aside, guys, anything else? Does anybody have anything they want to report? You know, I want to talk about one more thing.
You didn't even give us a chance to answer.
I'm not done. I want to talk about one more thing.
I had nothing anyway.
We have been to a lot of shows lately.
Yes.
And I just wanted to take a informal poll I can barely even talk anymore.
We've
done a lot of tripping lately.
Yep.
How does everybody feel? And the crickets are chirping. And they're still chirping.
Give me a minute. That's a big question. I was messed up after this last trip, but I was also banking on getting my tooth fixed. It's messing my mouth up, man.
You were messed up because of your tooth.
I've been messed up.
Qualify that.
Been because of my tooth. But mentally, I feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
My head hurts a lot, and I'm a little exhausted.
It's killing me.
I know.
And you went... I went to a concert after the concert, and I did a lot after.
I didn't do anything. I just did a lot of dancing.
That fucked me up.
How about you, Apple? How you feeling, man? This is just a little check-in.
I'm feeling great. Feeling great. It's always a little the day after because you come back to everything you got to do, your day job, those things. But I love all that. I don't have no complaints.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Mel?
If I was ready to complain, I'd quit doing it.
Mel said something awesome to me the other day, but I'm not going to out you. Just go ahead.
And one last thing. Every time we do this, the bonding of our family, but I want to talk about this past weekend, but that's going to be in a recap. Yeah. So it just, yeah, it's just more amazing every time.
Well, do you have something you want
to
say real quick?
It's just more amazing every time. Every time we go do a sacrament, go to a show, it's our new favorite. Like we've all said in the last, this is our favorite, and this is new favorite. They're all just that awesome. And so are all these people and all of you.
Somehow keeps getting exponentially better.
How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling a few things. The main one, I feel really good. I feel like I dropped off a lot of personal guilt on this last trip. Like it just shed for me, and it was a new moon, and I was in a super magical, like, physical location. And then I was also, you know, having a sacrament with my family, and it was such a celebratory time, and it just made me feel good. It made me feel a little bit more empowered, and it made me feel more clear-headed, and it made me love you more.
Aww.
It made me love you a lot more. It made me respect you more because I feel like I see you like shedding that snake skin, and it's beautiful. It's another beautiful Aaron, like all your weird fucking transformations. you need to this do one of those flippograms of yourself, because people would fucking like love it.
This is her favorite transformation.
Yes, her favorite.
Well, the Radiohead one I still think is my favorite. That's and only me and Aaron know about that one, but that one's one of my favorite transformations of Aaron. But this one is fucking right there, baby.
Right on.
I feel good. I guess I didn't answer.
Yeah, no, you did. You answered. I only asked because.
Wait, hold on. Somebody needs to ask you. And how do you feel, Aaron?
I'm fucking tripped out, man. That's why I asked.
And you've never looked sexier, babe.
I feel fucking crazy. And it's not bad, but yeah. I feel completely spun after this last trip. I am having a hard time keeping it together at work. And let me qualify all of this by saying, like, none of it's bad. I'm not losing my mind. I'm not going to go fucking jump off a bridge or anything. But I feel nuts.
You might quit your job.
I haven't stopped hallucinating since the other night. Everything's vibrating all the time. The fucking ivy looks like an ocean in the morning. The crickets sound like they're in a can 1,000 miles away through a reverb thing. Like this, something happened at this show that's never happened to me before. And I told Ryder about it. And I'm going to talk about it. I know this isn't a recap, but
yeah, when you're talking about that wave,
J-Rad hit a certain note and held it for 30 seconds. And during that 30 seconds, it pushed me completely out of my body. But it wasn't like, I want to say, it wasn't like normally going out of your body. Like everybody knows what normally going out of your body means. I was conscious dancing and got shoved out of myself, and to the point where I wasn't thinking. Like everything disappeared for a second, almost like I fell asleep standing up. And I told Ryder and Apple, I said, I bet if you were looking at me, I look like I was having a seizure standing up. Like, and when it happened, I went out and then I noticed that I was floating and I was like, wow, I don't hear music or anything. Like, this is weird. And then I was back in my head and I was like, oh shit, I was gone for a second. And when I came back into my head, I couldn't remember what band was playing. I just knew there was music happening up on the stage. I was like, who the fuck is this? Who am I seeing? Oh, it's J-Rad. Oh yeah, I'm in a dead show. Okay. And then I was back. But I got completely shoved out of myself and sucked back in and given amnesia for 30 seconds. And it rang my bell.
Yeah, like, that would. You're allowed.
I remember we were out here talking about it, and Alex, too, we all said the same thing. That moment when they hit the note, it hit you definitely harder, but something happened with that note.
Anyone that was at that show that night, because there were a few people that are listening to this right now, when the stage went red and then it went all my head, my eyes rolled back in the head and both my arms kind of went up a little bit and I couldn't move.
Aaron and I were dancing and then you were like, look, babe, look.
They're frozen.
And I looked and...
That was the other one.
It reminded me of the time when we went to Incubus and we saw fucking Brandon turn into the Sphinx on the fucking stage. Do you remember that? Were you with us?
No, I wasn't there.
But it was like such a, like a... you know, what was that? Hannah Montana or one of those? Raven. Raven. That's Raven. Where she gets those
little brain blast.
Yes, she gets that little brain blast. That's what it felt like to see them frozen in that note and then go out all over. Like, it just like stop. And then it went again. It was such. It was. I don't know what it was.
There's a bunch of family that was there that came and introduced themselves to us. And I just want to say, if any of you guys listening were there and experienced something like that, please write into the show.
Yeah, let us know.
It's cool when three or four people are like, this is what happened at that moment.
It's different because we're all crazy here.
Yeah, we're all crazy. We're all the same crazy. Yeah. But if it would be cool to
if
hear
another
guys
crew hits us up and is like, yeah, us too.
Yeah, so we want to hear that. Now we got to save the rest for the recap.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
But I feel nuts. And I look at pictures of myself from that show, and I'm like, holy fuck, I wouldn't walk up to that dude. No fucking way. He looks like he's out of his mind.
You were pretty, like, skittish that night. Like, you were
from the minute we walked. We were sitting up there in the...
Driving.
You're recapping the show.
Gosh.
Yeah. Never mind. We need to get to what we're doing.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're getting there. I wanted to check in with everybody and see how everybody's doing. You know, we don't typically do that. Ask each other on the down low, hey, how you feeling after that last trip? But all of us sitting out here together with the family listening... Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
We should be checking in.
I am enjoying this new cracked feeling.
Wait.
So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody was okay and that we're all enjoying it together. That's all. So anyway, guys, here we go. We're getting to the episode. Follow us on Instagram. Go to nosimpleroad.com. Go to patreon.com/nosimpleroad. Leave us a review on iTunes. Do all the things, make all the plans, sing all the songs, dance all the dances.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time when you put up your feet and you roll a joint, pack a bowl, because we're going to get to the episode. Without further ado, the No Simple Road crew gives you Shakedown Squeak. Come on, you guys. It isn't that hard to pick out weed.
It is. When you have a bunch of different white strains, and then you have fucking, we have so many cookie.
Yeah, we do.
So many cookie strains.
Name me some of the cookie. Tilt it back.
Yeah, that.
There you go.
There we go. Cookie strain. We got sour cookies, sunset cookies, purple cookies,
Girl Scout
galactic
cookies,
galactic animal cookies, Girl Scout cookies.
We also have Thin Mint cookie. Vape.
Vape, Thin Mint cookie. There's so many cookie strains.
Why?
People like
because
cookies.
Girl Scout cookies is one, a very, very popular strain like Gorilla Glue that they cross. They're strong, hardy plants, so they cross all kinds of other things with them.
But they can't call it Girl Scouts anymore, so they call it cookies.
Or they are like Girl Scout cookies is just GSC now.
Yes. Oh, that's another, yeah.
You want the GSC?
I don't get it, man. I feel like that's not what happens out in nature. And so at some point, we're going to like reach critical mass with plants, and that's they're all going to start dying.
Strain. We have a strain called critical mass.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Legit.
Wow, man.
Actually, I just smoked a nice bowl of Critical Jack.
Critical Jack.
And it is supposed to be for focus.
Critical mass and Jack Herrera.
That's what we thought. Think,
and that's what we thought until Apple looked it up and Apple.
Critical Plus. And Jack Herrera.
And so it is a hybrid.
Critical Plus is a hybrid of fucking Big Bud and Skunk Number One. It gets very
confusing.
You
know confusing. What, man? I'm calling. Well, for the purposes of our interview today, this gentleman's name is B.
Is
B.
B.
The letter B.
The Kill Killer
the
B.
The Kill Killer B. Cuban B. Yes, Cuban B. So, his name is B, but he is Shakedown Screet with a K on Instagram, at Shakedown Screet. And if you like memes, this is the profile for you to go visit right now. You will enjoy it. It is funny.
I know.
That's my ringing endorsement. So, yeah.
If you want to tickle your funny bone... Go on over.
Dude, you better fucking keep your hands away from my funny bone, bro.
That's why you suggest if you want to tickle
your... So you're
going to
tickle your own funny bone?
I didn't say, oh, I'm going to come over here and tickle your funny bone,
no,
Aaron.
No, I'm going to get your butt.
Don't worry, I'm not tickling your funny bone.
All right,
dude.
Please don't.
There
it's
yet.
Fucking 11 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up.
We're not high enough for
me and my funny
your
bone
funny
are
going
to sit right here, watch Melanie keep playing on her phone.
I'm doing what you said. I'm doing exactly what you said, looking at Shakedown Screet with a K and...
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Ooh, in your face.
So...
Moded.
Darwin, no.
I mean, I can't win for losing.
Darwin, no.
There we go.
What? Oh, God.
There we go.
What?
We're good?
Yeah. That's much better.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What's happening, brother?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. Hang on 1 second. Let me get my shit adjusted here.
You're good.
Damn, man. You caught, like, none of us ever sleep in, ever. And last night before we went to sleep, Apple's like, hey, man, I'll see you at like 10. And I go, yeah, bullshit, man. I'll see you at 7 o'clock. We'll be having coffee out front. And sure as fucking enough, 10 o'clock, we rolled out here. So you're catching us all with like barely enough coffee to make synapse fire.
He needs to speak for himself. I'm good to go.
I've been tired for at least a decade, so.
Yeah, hear that, man.
Well, it's good to finally meet you, man. I'm Aaron. What's happening?
What's up? How are you guys?
Good. I'm Apple.
Nice to meet you, Apple.
Here I am. I'm Mel. I'm all the way over onto the side.
What's up,
I'll
Mel?
Throw myself in for a few. What's going on, man? You look good.
Not much. Thank you.
Likewise. So what's happening today, man? What do we got you doing?
I'm just hanging out. I'm in South Jersey. So just enjoying myself. Going to see some dead music on the beach tonight, actually. So
cool.
Really? Who's and playing?
Just our local band, which is Dead Reckoning, New Jersey.
Oh, shit.
So they're super cool. They play like once a week around here. So you got to take what you can get sometimes. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. I'll tell you what, though, man. There's a big difference between East Coast and West Coast as far as like the availability of shows to go see. You guys have so much music out there. I would
be
dead.
Because for you guys, driving 3 hours is like driving down the street.
Right. True. Yeah.
Basically. But, I mean, this is a good area because we're like an hour from Philly and a little over an hour to New York. So,
yeah. And
That's cool. You live in Jersey.
I'm in South Jersey. I spent about a decade in Philly prior to coming out here, but I'm originally from Jersey too. So
that's awesome. We've met a lot in the last couple of years. Met a whole lot of really close friends that are from Jersey.
Yeah, people from Jersey are either really fucking awful or really cool.
We've met really cool ones, thank God.
Exactly. So yeah, the good people are really good out here. So
they always get offended too when it's like, you don't have an accent, man. And it's like, it's not all Jersey Shore, man. Fuck you.
Right. It's not all Jersey Shore and driving like on the turnpike through outside of New York City and everything. So but
man, I'll tell you what, that all of us have spent the last couple of months trolling your feed, dude. That shit is fucking hilarious, bro.
Thank you. The
most recent one I saw that got me going was the why don't you go ahead and roll away the do right quick.
Well, and I just made that into a shirt, which is actually a pretty big hit and like definitely kind of a questionable move at best, but
questionable why though, man? Fuck that shit.
We love it.
I mean, printing, I kind of like the idea of just like printing a meme to a shirt, and I want to keep doing that a little bit, but
yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the whole state of just like Instagram and like Grateful Dead land is like completely fucking out of control and weird right now. So
let's
I'm
talk about that for a minute. What's your perspective on that? Because that's freaking amazing what's happening.
It is amazing, but it's like completely like unprecedented. And I'm happy that I'm just a part of it and I get to like create my own like fucking weird corner.
Yeah. So,
and you guys are involved too. It's cool. It's just like it's completely new and like so no one really knows if this bubble is gonna burst at some point, I guess, but
it feels like it kinda has burst from the smaller.
I don't know. It's kind of fucking like weird and surreal,
yeah.
But I'm just trying to keep it moving. It's just like an outlet creatively for a lot of people that didn't have an outlet necessarily prior to this. So
it's definitely more of just an outlet to me too, because it gives you certain feelings that you've never felt before with being in person with somebody.
Right. Well, it's like the internet is now like transcending the internet and becoming like its own fucking world. Right.
It's like a fucking person that you know intimately so many parts of.
Right. Which is really cool. And like, you know, we all love this community and this band more than probably anything or most things in the world. So the fact that it's like now its own little like hub on Instagram is pretty cool. So
Yeah, it feels like loving a bigger family, you know?
Right.
That's what it feels like to me. Like,
I don't know.
We talk about the No Simple Road family, and it feels like since we've been doing this and been more active that there's more people to love, and more people are loving us in turn.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I mean, what you guys are doing is really cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, you know, with like what I'm doing, I think it's important just to,
laughing.
Well, yeah, and it's like light social commentary sometimes and just like satire, which is, I think, is like a necessary balance for anything in life. So
absolutely.
If you look at the progression of Grateful Dead and all that, if you think back to what the 60s whole thing was and then acid tests and all that, if this technology had been available then, I think this very thing would have been going on then.
And dude, People get like offended by things that maybe I've posted or like other people doing similar things have posted, but like the Dead and their whole family is a bunch of fucking goofs. So I don't.
Yeah, pranksters.
I completely think that they would, you know, get a laugh out of everything.
Yeah, I mean, they were called the Merry Pranksters.
Right. Exactly. So this is essentially just like digital
pranks. Yeah. Exactly. So, what was the like, how did it start for you, man, to mash up the rap and Grateful Dead? Like, that's fucking genius to me.
Well, it was, like, maybe, like, a year and a half ago, Grateful Dead Memes, who has since kind of retired from making jokes on the internet, it seems. He was kind of the first person doing this, to my understanding, and I was kind of, like, tight with him back then. And I was really into current state of rap music, so it was kind of just flowing for me. And that's just, like, kind of the personality wise where I fall, you know, like just, I don't know. I just really, I don't know how to articulate
you
that,
resonate but with rap music.
Right. It's just, I mean, it's just like an interesting take on things. And I don't know. I feel, I don't know.
Well, it's part of our culture that wasn't there before. you know?
What, as far as like the hip hop aspect?
Yeah, that was not a thing back then. Now it is.
It wasn't a thing back then, but I've been like around since maybe for like about 15 years, and I feel like there was always like kind of a hip hop aspect to the scene since I started seeing shows in, you know, whatever, 15 years ago or so.
Wow.
So 15 years ago was your first show?
My first Phish show was Burgertstown 03, fresh out of high school, a little baby boy.
Oh, shit.
with a pocket full of fucking Beasters and mushrooms.
So that first Phish show, did you leave there feeling different?
Yes, I went, and then I saw a few more that summer and several more, you know, the following year. So
do you remember what you were wearing that first show?
Oh shit.
Do I remember what I was wearing?
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking clue, but
I asked because, like, I guess some girls, myself included, if you're gonna go to, like you said, you had a fucking pocket full of shit, you had your first fresh out of, you know, high school experience, like, I'm gonna fucking look dope that day. I'm gonna
dress up. Dudes are not like that.
Aaron remembers what he wore though, because he's wearing a Misfits shirt to his first show,
yeah, like Mr. Like
Punk
dumbass.
Rock Rebellion. Fuck this country band.
I do remember that. I don't know if you guys are into Phish. I mean, I like kind of am. I used to be really into Phish, right?
Exactly. I have never been to a Phish show.
Well, you should. Phish is fun.
We're going, you know, next weekend,
Saturday.
But Burgertstown 03 was, like, especially for that, like, post-hiatus time period, was a fucking, like, big show with tons of bust-outs.
Yeah.
And at that point, I had, like, studio round room and maybe, like, one other show on disc. I was like, what the fuck are these guys doing right now? But in retrospect, it's a great show, and I didn't know what was happening, but...
When you left that show, like, what was your, like, well, what was that feeling? Like, how did it affect the mind?
Well, you know, it's like the same. I think a lot of people probably kind of like got it at some point regarding just this whole scene. And that was kind of it for me, because I kind of was like casually into Phish in the Dead. And then after that, I was like, you know, I want to like see as many shows as I possibly can.
Yeah. I know, like when I got turned on to the Dead there, it was 89. And then as I started touring, there was like a rift between Phish fans and Dead fans. Did you experience that at all? Like with the scene that you were in out there, did you feel that?
There was, I guess kind of as a younger person. Unfortunately for me, I never did much Dead tour when I was younger. I saw a bunch of Phish. I saw like an embarrassing amount of Distal Biscuit shows after Phish broke up. I saw a good amount of Dead projects, but unfortunately for me, a lot of the Dead, you know, the Dead kids that I knew were into like harder drugs and stuff that I was trying to avoid at that time, which of course I got into later on anyways, but, but so I don't know if that answers your question necessarily, but there's always like a rift, especially when you're younger and people are more, you know, focused on ego and stuff like that, I guess.
Totally. It's so weird, man. Now that we were just talking about this the other day, like when I was younger, there seemed to be, I don't know, in my head, like, do they get it? The air quotes, get it. You know what I mean? Does somebody get it? And in the group of people that I hung around with, like Phish just wasn't cool. Like, they just don't get it. They don't get the Dead thing. They're not kind people. They're just there to fucking huff nitrous and, you know, whatever. And now that I'm older, man, all that's fucking dissolved, like the whole genre thing. And do they get it? I don't give a fuck if anybody gets it. I just want to go and feel it. I don't know.
Do you
see that going on?
Well, for me, you know, what's interesting is I had kind of like stopped going to shows for a pretty long stretch of time just to kind of get my shit in order. I was going through some stuff, and just going back now with like a clear head, it's just like so much more about the music for me, I guess, because it used to be more about like the scene, like, you know, selling drugs and being cool and all that kind of stuff. And now like all that stuff is behind me. So it's just nice to go back and be able to just focus on the music and like the community and all that kind of shit.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, man, getting older and having that clear head, and I don't know if you've listened to the show, but I've been through my share of fucking shit too with drugs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a lot, you know, a lot of people have just because of the stuff that we're exposed to, I guess, when we're doing this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it being in this scene, it looks attractive at some point, you know.
It's just hard. Yeah. It's difficult not to get wrapped up at some point for many people.
Totally. So. But for me, it was her that pulled me out of it. Like I don't think I'd be here sitting here if it wasn't for meeting her. And
but you also had a desire to want to stop at that point.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not.
At that moment you did.
Oh, I guess that's true. I was tired, sick and tired, man.
That's a point.
That's true.
In everybody's life where you want to just, like, you see shit different. You've taken enough drugs. You've had enough relationships. You've worked enough jobs to realize, fuck, I need to change something about myself. Or this is a strong
anymore.
Point.
It
I need
fun.
To hone. Yeah, like, you mature. That's what getting older allows you is, like, experience and maturity and, like, time to, like, make a choice instead of react.
Right.
So what was it for you that pulled you out?
Well, I had like, honestly, I had like almost stopped going to shows for a while. And then I got like strung out for a couple of years. And like, I'm like living completely sober now and life is fucking great. And then like, I don't know. I've just been having a really great, like the last like year or so. And just all this like interesting shit happening. It's just, you know, a blessing. So it's cool.
Yeah. Aww, and it's amazing cool. too, man. Like now that your head is clear and you can see through everything, then the success starts happening. Like you start this
personal
page, Shakedown
success.
Street, and people start gravitating to it. I mean,
well, it's essentially just me like stream of consciousness fucking around too. And it's like I said earlier, I have like a medium to spew my bullshit jokes out into the universe and other people like them too, which is insane because I didn't really think that'd be the case, but.
And that goes to show, man, you really don't ever know. You really, really don't. Like, I didn't, when we started doing this, brother, there was no part of me that was like, we're going to start a community. And there was no like mission. I just was like, I like start talking about the Grateful Dead. I'm going to do that. And
right. And other people, it just so happens, also like talking about the Grateful Dead, or they like laughing at jokes made about the Grateful Dead. So, you know.
Yeah, looking at what you do, though, man, it's funny because it's one of those things that, like, once you see it put together, it makes so much sense going together. But beforehand, you would never put the two in the same box. Like, they seem so perfectly matched for each other, those two things. It's fun, and the hilarity of it is fucking awesome.
Right. Yeah, and I feel like I've also like when the account started, I feel like it was more heavily based around like the whole like hip hop dead, you know, thing. But I feel like now it's just all over the place, which is nice too, because I kind of thought I had like pigeonholed myself into like a certain like line of humor at first, but I don't know. And it's also really fucking hard to try to come up with fresh content all the time. There's tons of other great people that a lot of whom I'm like tight with that are also doing awesome things in that field too. So
yeah,
it's nice. Cause like we interact on a daily basis and it keeps it like pretty fresh creatively too. So
do you feel like there's I don't know what, since you started doing your thing and when you start getting to a certain level where there's, you know, a couple few thousand followers, did you go through a thing where you started seeing other people trying to do what you're doing?
Well, people were drawing off the stuff that I was doing, but at the same time, as other people started doing interesting shit, then I fucking do the same thing there. So it's just the way that different mediums of, I guess, like expression work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know, like, what, you know, I'm just going to just try to keep doing what I've been doing. And
yeah, I mean, that's
keep
all
it, you keep it, you know, keep it fresh. I don't know. It's fucking hard though. So we'll see what happens.
So what else do you do?
Yeah.
What else do I do?
Yeah.
Like creatively.
Period. Like in life, like, do you have a girl? Do you have a hobby? How's your mom? All kinds of stuff, fun stuff.
This is a mom talking here, man. So you're on your own here.
Well, because I want to know the dude. I want to know the person.
I like I said, like what I've been doing for fun for the last like several months is kind of like getting back into going to see a lot of shows, getting involved in like the, you know, back in the Grateful Dead community and all that kinds of shit. I do have a pretty cool girl. She's actually here right now.
Aww.
Probably not listening because I'm outside, but I don't know. I live at like the beach right now, so my life is actually pretty cool. I lived in Philly for like 10 years, and the whole city life just like wore me down after a long time.
Yeah, I
can
see
that. It's really awesome. I'm in like almost like rural South Jersey, like living on the bay right now. Right before I got on the phone, I just like jumped out of the lagoon, is how they call it here, which is a little like fucking canal to the bay, but.
What a blessing, man.
Yeah, so it's cool. I mean, life is really cool. It's really easy, kind of boring sometimes, but it's nice just to have, like, a good community of people to fucking, you know, talk to and associate with on a daily basis. It keeps it moving, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought that, like, for me, when I look back, getting into the Grateful Dead, it was an adjunct to getting high. Like they went together, it seemed like to me. And then when I started getting strung out, I left the music, man.
Well, like, that's the same thing that I did. Like how the fuck you're gonna like spend money and travel and go to shows when you're trying to like, you know, do whatever. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, for me at least, I kind of like, I don't know, but it's cool. It's cool to like pick up the pieces and then.
Doesn't it feel good to come back, man? I know I felt like that. Like, fuck, I'm home. I forgot that this was even a thing. And being able to be around the vibe and the people. And the scene has changed so much. It's grown up, in my opinion, a lot.
It's completely different. It's like way cleaner.
Yeah.
Across the board. And then part of that might be because when I was younger and, like, you know, spun out on LSD, it was a little bit terrifying at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it is much cleaner, much like, I don't know. It's just like I said, like we said earlier, it's like a very weird state of affairs with John Mayer fronting the Grateful Dead band. The scene is like bigger than it's been since like 1995, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue that. Like,
nope. So, no. That, we're watching Boulder last night and like looking at Folsom Field, there's fucking 50,000 plus people sitting in that fucking like, stadium.
And all of a sudden, it's like cool to be a Deadhead, which is interesting.
What the fuck, man? That was never a thing. That was never a thing. Even in 89, 90, 91, when I was on tour, like it was cool in that circle to be a Deadhead. But now that John Mayer is fronting Dead & Company, now it's like chic or some shit. Sexy Jerry's made it badass.
And it's made it
with
cleaner.
With his fucking L.L. Bean
like we were just all, everybody was just saying too, I think that's part of it. It made it cleaner, so it's more attractive to a lot of people that wouldn't have been attracted to it before.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird though. I'm interested to see like how long Dead & Company plays for.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they're actually really good at times. It does sound like sometimes Bill and Mickey can hardly, you know, keep a beat, in my opinion.
And but lots, of, fun, and lots of opinions, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, and I'm, dude, any jokes I make about them, I fucking love them. I love everything about everything. It's just, it's all comedy. You know, it's all jokes. I don't know. I think some people miss that sometimes. But
they do.
I haven't found anything you do to be mean-spirited, brother.
Well, people just get offended easy, dude.
I mean, there may have been some things that were like a little bit out of line over the last year and a half, but I think for the most part, everything is pretty much in good nature. And
well, that's why we love watching Dean Sotilli. Do you ever watch Grateful Dean on YouTube? He does reviews of the band. You got to watch. He's hilarious.
Oh, I have seen that a couple of times.
Okay, actually. He could be brutal, but he said the band. He talks to the band. The band watches him, and they, you know, you got to have a good sense of humor with all this. It's because we all love each other.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm guilty of this in the past too. Is like treating the Grateful Dead like some holy relic. Like you can't fucking talk shit about anything. If they fuck up a song or get into a train wreck or something doesn't fit right, God forbid and help you if you fucking comment on it or say something wrong.
He totally did that.
Well, all right, so yeah, but so the thing is with some people think like if you fucking speak negatively on anything that you are disrespecting it when
It's like self-critiquing yourself. If you love something so much that it's like almost a part of you, you can fucking talk shit on that all day because you pour so much of yourself into it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're really just critiquing something that you kind of have. You kind of have the right to critique at this point after you dedicate like fucking decades of your life to it, right?
Yeah, it's part of who you are.
They do miss that shit.
It's like family too. It's like, you know, hey, Mickey's my big brother. If my big brother fucks up, I'm gonna point it out and I'm gonna laugh at him. I'm right. Like, dude, you blew it. You're phoning it in tonight, brother.
Mickey's my peepaw.
Yeah. Dude, who said I want to go eat Chinese food with Mickey just to see him fucking use sticks again.
That's funny.
I think that thing with like people are afraid to fucking critique, and there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, this is shitty or this didn't go well. Like I say that about this show, like, hey, that interview didn't go well. We fucking blew it. You know,
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think everything in life is actually hilarious. You just have to know where to look. And like, some people don't quite understand that.
If you're lighthearted with stuff, then it's easy to laugh at shit, even when you're trying to be serious. So what if you're serious?
Esmo right. Takes a like, long hit. Yeah.
Exactly. I talked that question was through a bong hit. Sorry.
I think one of the problems, we're talking about community and Instagram and the way that it's molding and changing the scene, is that that's one of the things that's could be seen as a negative, is that because of the internet, people are anonymous. So now they'll say shit they wouldn't typically have said in the past, and people are fucking sensitive as fuck about everything now. So sensitive.
People are way too sensitive about everything. You're absolutely right. And the internet is fucking terrible. We just happen to use it to our advantage to an extent, but I don't know. The internet as a whole is really weird, but I guess it's just part of it. I don't know.
So you were talking about Mayer and Dead & Company and all that. Do you foresee in your mind, do you see it going on past Bobby, Mickey, and Billy? Do you think that they'll keep going?
I don't think they're not going to keep going on that level of, you know, like as far as like the size of shows and the production and everything. But I think that the, you know, the other group of guys, like Jeff included, will continue playing Dead music just as they have been. I don't know. That's an interesting question, though, because we don't know the answer. I mean, it's like,
no.
You know, like what the fuck? I don't know.
It's conjecture at this point, yeah.
I don't know. Just like take what you can get, you know. Get like,
yeah.
There's lots of great shit still happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, be in the moment.
I mean, let's be real. We got Dark Star Orchestra. We got fucking J-Rad, who's a fucking train going 1,000 miles an hour. There's a lot of music.
They're not my favorite, but
you don't like J-Rad, huh?
I mean, I don't dislike them. I really like some of the musicians in the band, just going back years. But it's just I prefer traditional Grateful Dead music.
Wow, that's cool, man. Like J-Rad
sounds like 93 Fish playing Dead songs, like the Bomb Factory Tweezer.
All right, that was a good one. Me and Aaron both just looked at each other like, shit.
Yeah, okay. I never heard it put like that. That's true.
That's true.
But it's cool. And with that being said, I'll see everyone at J-Rad on Thursday in Brooklyn.
There you go.
I'll be there.
It may not be my favorite, but I'm going to fucking get me some. I got you.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It worked out for me schedule-wise, so I'll definitely be... I think I'm going to go there.
Well, and we still got Fish touring too, man. I mean, not for nothing. Yeah.
Are you seeing Fish this summer?
I'm going to the two Camdens. I was thinking about going to the festival, but I think I'm going to pass. I'm going to see for August. All that I have planned is like a couple Fish shows, a couple Dark Star shows locally. You know, I just saw a few Dead shows, so I'm fine.
What's your take on Dark Star, man?
Dark Star is great, man. I mean, who doesn't love Dark Star? We've all been seeing them for years, right? It doesn't get much better than that. And like with that being said, for like local bands, regional Dead bands, like support that shit always, because that kind of stuff is so important for everything and everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
The music.
I'm going to see like our like AC Atlantic City band for like, you know, the 30th time this year, and they're like, they're decent, but I mean, it's just all about like just putting that out into the community, especially locally. Yes. So I don't know.
No, I agree with that.
No matter what happens with Dead and Company, where everything goes, that scene's going to, at least in our lifetimes, is going to be there forever.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I don't know. We'll just see how much longer these guys keep playing for as that band. Because as far, I mean, in my opinion, I think that this is the last, you know, maybe the last band for like, definitely for Bill and Mickey, I'd say, and probably for Bobby. I don't know. Well, he's going to – supposedly, I heard rumors of a Rat Dog tour this fall, which is rad because I don't think Dead and Company's playing any shows until next year.
Yeah, there's no fall tour. That's what we heard, too.
Yeah, after Lock, and I believe they're done for the year. And I heard rumors of some Rat Dog shows, which is fucking sick because Rat Dog is a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw Rat Dog in Vegas at – this hotel called the Palms, and it was fucked up, man. Like, we're all excited to see the show. We got these like VIP box seats off to the side. We're all high as fuck, getting ready for the show, and they're not coming out. We're like, what the fuck? Dude walks out on stage. He's like, Bobby's not feeling good tonight, guys. Sorry, he's not coming out, but Rat Dog's still gonna play. So Jay Lane fucking took the reins. Bobby didn't show up, and Jay Lane sang every song that night. It was fucking badass. And I was like, holy shit, these guys are fucking amazing. Even without Bobby, it was badass.
Yeah, Rat Dog's pretty cool. I think a lot of people miss that too.
Yeah. And same thing with, like, I don't know, even further, it still had the thing. I remember the first, like, this was me coming back to the scene. Was my first entry back was a Further show. And I remember at the beginning of the show, I had like this moment of like, oh fuck, is this going to be a bunch of old dudes like living their glory days out, and it's just going to suck and the magic isn't going to be there? And then like three notes in, I'm like, oh shit, here we go.
Further is really good. And you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
That's all good. It's cool to see it still happening. And what I wonder too is like, because we're going through this thing right now with No Simple Road. Like, there's, when you see there's thousands of followers on Instagram, right?
Right.
So like, you're doing your thing, putting out your jokes, and people are catching on. When you see it start growing past the point where you thought it could, and it starts taking on a mind of its own, what goes through your head, man?
Well, first off, I didn't necessarily think that it would grow at all. So, I mean, I guess at a certain point, once it started growing, I was thinking maybe like this thing, you know, something will come of this. But I don't know, man. All that I've tried to do is consistently put out steady, somewhat decent content.
Right.
And, you know, and like, I'm fortunate enough to have been able to kind of like release a few shirt designs recently, you know, put some designs out there, make a few dollars as well, which is nice. And it's cool just to, you know, it's just like, it's like a, you know, it's a hobby basically. And like, mm-hmm. You said, it's like artistic expression.
Yeah.
And if other people are going to dig your shit, then you can't really beat that. So
no, man, you can't. It fucking, it's a trip to have, I don't know, to put something out. And there's a, even with what you're doing, there's vulnerability in that, because
fuck yeah, there is. I mean, I'm like roasting stuff. So yeah. I could get a backlash at any moment, and I have a little bit, but that's why I try to keep it, you know, like fairly light and fairly like legitimate. And I don't know, it's a fucking joke, man. Like, I kind of forget what your question was.
No, there's no question. It's fine. What I'm saying is that like, there's vulnerability in that when you put something out, because Shakedown Street is an expression of who you are.
I mean, for sure it is.
Yeah, that's a mashup of your mind coming out digitally on the internet. And there's vulnerability in that thing. And then when people start to respond to it, it's a fucking trip, man. I'm right there with you, bro. Like, it's really fucking weird to have somebody reach out and say thank you, or that they dig your shit, or have somebody laughing at your joke, or
right. I mean, it's fucking great. You can't beat it, especially using a platform like Instagram where that shit is reaching every corner of the country.
I've said on the show a bunch of times, man, like, if it wasn't for Instagram, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now to the degree we are.
Instagram is unreal. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but
it is unreal.
It's
really awesome.
I know. I hated social media until like this December. Aaron was like, "Dude, you need to get an Instagram account. Trust me." I did, and it's a whole new thing because ones are this. They're not. They're just blah.
It's cool. There's just so many. There's so many interesting people doing stuff in the Grateful Dead community on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's great. You know, it's just fucking rad to be a part of it. So.
So like even there's one artist that we follow. Her name is Zazcorp on Instagram.
She's fucking awesome.
Dude, just last night they had her shit up behind the band at Folsom. Like one of her designs was up there.
I know. I caught that. That was the one that she did. Like. Whatever, I guess over like 4th of July or something.
Yeah, the Uncle Sam. And
yeah, it's fucking awesome, dude. And that looks like some classic Grateful Dead art as well.
Totally, totally Rick Griffin shit or something. My point is, like, back in the day, you would have had to, like, hand carry a paper design to some dude backstage and know somebody. And there would have had to be a whole fucking thing that happened to get you to that point. And nowadays, because of the forum that we all have, that everything is accessible. So it's changed the game. It's morphing everything and making these people that were on such a pedestal and so far away from us so easy to reach. Like, we got our interview with O'Teal through fucking Instagram. Our interview with MC Taylor through Instagram. Like, all that shit happened because of the availability of people and that community, that thing that we're a part of. Nobody's seen this before, brother. This has never been done.
Right. Well, that's what's cool. Everything is brand new always. So just keep doing something interesting and, you know, hopefully something interesting will come of it. So.
And, you know, you said when we very first started talking, you were like, I wonder, like, if it's a bubble and if it's going to burst, you know what I mean? And I don't know, man, in thinking about that, I think 50 years of Grateful Dead music, I think a lot of us have been asking that question all the way along the road. Well, like
the other thing with shit like that is where, like, if it were a bubble that were to burst, the legitimate, the people doing legitimate things and the people that are like stars are going to shine through regardless. So
yeah.
All that it does is like the I'm not saying I'm immune from this, but like the imitators and people that are just like doing watered down shit are not going to last anyways. So that's kind of just how everything in life is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had a fucking time machine and could go forward like, I don't know, 10 years and look back and see what came through and what didn't. Like, I feel like there's a lot of really good shit that's happening right now. And one of the things that I noticed through all of this, and it kind of goes to your point of like the scene being more clean, was when we went to the Eugene Dead shows a few weeks ago, being on the Shakedown was a completely different experience than any other time I've been on a Shakedown before. You still see the fucking casualties, man. You still see the brothers and sisters that have fucking, they're spun, like done.
But it's not to the extent that it was back in the day, even back in the day, like when I started 15 years ago.
Right. I agree totally. And it was cool to see, like, there's a whole subset of people now that, like, you can tell that they came to the Dead or are living it through their online experience. I saw these kids, man, wearing their fucking online ceramic shirts, like three of them, like a crew of kids all wearing their online ceramic shit, all on their phones on Instagram, like posting while they're walking through the Shakedown. Like, that's something new and new within the community itself.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that I'm not guilty of that same brand of bullshit, but
oh no, we do. Totally. Fuck yeah.
I used to not
understand it and be somewhat critical of it. And now I'm realizing it's just more of an extension of your experience and you're able to record it.
Well, that's just the way that the world has changed anyways. Like, people fucking live through their phones now, and people live vicariously through other people living through their phones too. So it's like, I don't know. It's just,
it feels good to see, like, no joke, like, Instagram for me, my beginning was just to see what my daughter was up to. She moved to LA and I wanted to see where she was going and what friends she had. So I was like originally trolling my own kid and had no friends and didn't
care about it. Sometimes kids got to be trolled.
I think all the time they need to be trolled. Our son says family plus social media does not mix. He has no friends of the family at all.
I think that I only actually exist on the internet at this point anyway, so I'm not even sure.
Right on.
Do you think that the connections that we make online, like if you people are following you and all that, do you think that it's creating connection or do you feel like it's not real?
Dude, I've made so many legitimate connections from Instagram that it's like, that's like a no brainer for me.
Yeah.
But.
Right. I feel like a lot of people say, oh, you know,
there's both. Going
well, no, I feel like a lot of people say like, oh, the internet, it gives us this illusion of connection.
It's not a fucking illusion.
It's definitely just not an illusion at this point. I mean, it's whatever you make of it, honestly.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
How fucking psychedelic is that? That's like the trippiest fucking thing you could imagine.
It's definitely like moderately psychedelic for sure.
Fuck yeah. Like
creating real family and relationships.
Oh, I'm gonna manifest fucking people out of ones and zeros on a goddamn computer. That's fucking insane. Think about that shit.
We're finally learning our powers is really part of what the internet is bringing. We're learning that we can legitimately make something up in our head, write it down on a piece of paper, create it on a canvas, and bring it to life through a screen, and then bring other people in as an audience to watch. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it's like, you know, I just have to be mindful personally of like kind of like the stuff that I post and just make sure it's in good taste. So
it's very responsible.
Yeah, no,
exactly. And like I know sometimes I can definitely be a douchebag sometimes, 100%. And sometimes I've definitely posted questionable content, but overall I just try to keep it like as like a light, just like a light commentary at most, you know. So
Wookie Foot has a cool song about that.
You got to keep it light.
Yep.
Keep it light. That's it. I mean, you know,
totally.
Don't dig too deep on people's memes on the internet either. You know?
Yeah. Come on, it's a meme.
I was just gonna say that it's a fucking meme.
It's a fucking joke, bro. Like, come on.
If you learn anything through this conversation, it's a fucking joke.
It's a fucking joke, bro.
Exactly.
Relax, brother. It's cool. Just chill out.
We're just living life.
That's one thing too, man, that like it's tough when you're putting it out there like that and then somebody fucking blasts you for what you did and you're like, I was just kidding, man. Like,
yeah, but you just gotta let that go, you know?
Yeah.
How do you let it go personally?
How do I let it go personally? I just make another meme about the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to step on it again.
That's fucking awesome. I love that answer. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to keep watch out for those.
All right, man. So tell us where everybody could find you and where they can get the shirts and all that stuff.
My Instagram is @shakedown_SKR. EET Screet. There's a link on there for my shirts and my bio. I've been coming out with some pretty decent designs, so
yeah,
I plan to keep doing the same. I definitely plan to get you guys a couple shirts in the next few days as well.
Right on.
We want to send you one too, man.
Yeah, we'll send you one of ours as well.
All right, great. So I'll be in touch with you all about that. There's some really awesome, I'm going to plug a few of my friends. There's some awesome some awesome people to check out that are also putting out interesting content along the same lines. Lotmart, The Prophecy, Bass Neck Toe, 808BY, Fluff's Travels, Ohio, Grateful Dead Family, etc. For awesome shirts, that's one of my bros. Is Aaron's Picks is an awesome dude.
He's fucking awesome.
You guys should have him on here 100%. He's fucking hilarious.
Okay,
I love his dance videos.
Yeah, he's the greatest. He's awesome, dude. So lots of awesome people just doing, you know,
Yeah.
Just putting some doing fucking cool jokes stuff out into the universe. It's, I mean, it's a good time. So
yeah,
I just want to
say, excited to see what happens
from all of us, man. I appreciate what you're doing for real. And anything that makes me laugh is fucking awesome.
You provided our family a lot of laugh. We, man,
awesome. Well, Much respect, brother. I appreciate it, and I plan to, you know, keep it moving and see what happens. So.
Heck yeah,
we're excited to see what happens, dude.
Much love to you, man. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Thank you, guys.
Right on, brother.
And you find yourself in Portland.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, we always say to everybody, or if we find ourselves in Jersey
at some point.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, man. It really is.
If you're headed out here, you got family, dude.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Right on, man. Take it easy.
Movable.
He's a movable cat. Melanie went to pee. Now we shakedown screet. B. You know, I thinking about the internet and what it can do, I think it's fucking rad to use it like that and to mash up worlds and to make people fucking laugh, dude. Jesus, man. Everybody's so goddamn serious all the time.
What? No, man. Stop being funny.
Stop it,
man.
Apple. Stop it. I'm gonna fucking tickle you. I'm gonna tickle you. Here it is.
I'm serious, bro. Fucking serious, bro. Stop it.
All right. Well,
I want to talk about the ramifications of.
Do it. Do it. Let's hear about the ramifications. Yeah, whatever, dude. So check out Shakedown Screet on Instagram. Melanie's yelling and slamming doors, and we're still recording, and she don't give a shit.
I just thought about the baby, and I got really happy.
What baby?
Our grandbaby.
Oh, shit. Oh. We're going to have a grandson. Woo!
Oh.
Wait, Darwin, I never thought you were talking about him. This? What?
Oh. Here, put the bong over there. Darwin's tail's going to knock it on the floor.
We don't want that.
I almost said that I have family in Jersey.
Well, whatever.
Exactly.
But we do. Shakedown Screet.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. We know several people in Jersey.
Yep.
People have come from
Freddie,
Jersey.
Shout out.
Freddibles Edibles.
We have to cut out on our shout outs, but Freddie deserves a shout out.
You could say, you could give
Gary
a shout out without saying shout out.
I like saying shout out. Okay. Why not?
A big hello to our cute little buddy Gary from Jersey.
I would like to say hi to. So follow us on Instagram at No Simple Road, which is what this interview was about. Instagram and Shakedown Screet.
Yeah, Instagram. Look, Instagram deserves its due. I think that everybody realizes at this point we're all being watched. We're all being recorded. We're all having our inner thoughts and fears come to life and being outed. And so Instagram has become a really cool place where when that happens, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or a medium thing, we get to share it. We get to see it and we can comment on it and we can give it a big heart and we can tag it. And there's all these fun little things that we can do with Instagram.
You know, one of things that
I
went.
To say something.
Sorry, go ahead, Apple.
Well, just because of what you say, that it's and it's a technology. It seems we're learning how to control it instead of it controlling us. We've learned to control it and use it to our advantage with this. All these artists, no matter what medium of art, it's amazing to see all the stuff we see every day. And so, thanks, Instagram.
Yeah.
One of the things that goes through my head while we were talking to him, and I've thought about this too in the past, posting our own shit, is like when you have a social media profile, you are choosing what the people that follow you see of yourself. It's exposing your inside thoughts to the outside world, and you have the ability to show your best self or the kind of self that you want people to see. And a lot of people feel like that's not genuine
not real. That was/is my biggest issue with Instagram and really putting myself out there, because I'm like, there's so many selves to myself that how could I even possibly, one, pick what I'm going to put on there, and two, everything seems self-serving. But then I thought, the reason that I got Instagram, I said, was because of Sid. And then I think about my mom, and she's so involved in social media, and she would love to see what's going on in my life, and that would be a blessing for her to see that. what's going on with her grandkids or what's going on with her flaca or, you know, like, uh-huh. So I started to think about it in a different way of maybe like more of like a tribute to life instead of like something that I'm trying to be like.
Right. And okay, my point is like, it doesn't have to be not genuine. It can be the most real part of yourself that you're putting forward. You can flip the script on that thing. You don't have to be full of shit to be there.
And if you are full of shit, that's part of who you are too. We're all full of shit sometimes. I've been totally full of shit sometimes. Like, that's a real thing. Nobody's fucking perfect in personality or in character. We all try to be as good as we can, as close as we can to our, you know, what we're accept, but we all screw up. And so I think even on social media, maybe like he was saying, sometimes he posts things and it may like offend somebody, and maybe it was offensive in a certain way, but that's so what? Sometimes we're clumsy. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we like trip over our own shoestrings, and it's totally fucking fine.
Yeah, it's okay. And I just like the idea that something that could be so phony and so used for bad.
Also something that could be so serious.
Right. That as conscious individuals, we have the ability to use it to our advantage and to build community and to show the good parts of ourselves that we're proud of and the things that we love about ourselves and the people around us. And that way it puts those ripples out into the world, and it becomes bigger than us. And yeah, and a lot of people see that shit, man, and it goes out into the world and it creates change. And you know, everybody talks, like you said, about we're all being listened to, we're all being recorded, we're all there, you know, digital information, they're tracking, but okay, fine, you're gonna do that, watch me shine. You know,
I agree.
What do you guys think? Because this is just what you're all saying and just interviewing him. I've come to like Instagram, but more of like a voyeur. I don't put enough stuff up. I don't put anything up on mine. I see Aaron does all the stuff for No Simple Road, and I feel like a part of that. But on my personal one, anybody that's seen it,
that's me too. I post every time more than you.
And I so many times go to post something, like take a picture of my tchotchkes in my room or this. And then when I go, I'm like, nobody wants to see this.
Everybody wants to see it, bro.
And yeah, that's when I'm starting to realize. Really cool.
It's not just because it's you, and it doesn't have anything to do with No Simple Road. People need to see other people. Yeah, man. We need to know that we're not alone.
I don't put me out there other than through the podcast. So I guess I need to start posting.
Me and Apple.
When I take a picture, put it up there. What's the word? It's only gonna get 2 likes. I'm gonna cry myself to sleep.
It's like, that's what it's about for you. You just want to get the fucking likes, dude.
Exactly, dude. I hate that kind of like thing, you know, but it's also
nobody
it's part
likes
of
you.
It.
Everybody hates you. You should go eat worms.
Yeah. Be like, because you see that and all, like, you know, all kinds of comedy movies.
That's
person
the part
that's
of
so
vulnerability, Apple.
Sitting there looking at, like, it's been up for 4 hours and I only have 3 likes.
Apple, you're dealing with the vulnerability aspect of putting yourself out there.
Stop it, Bill.
You have to do it, Apple.
So cute.
Okay, I'll post more.
Start
I'll
doing
post
it.
Some, I'll so, post stuff
yay,
today.
Yay, Apple's going to post
Apple,
more.
Apple Kush. Get on what? 90?
Apple Kush 9691.
Give him the courage.
I was born in 1969. And
DM
that was
the
taken,
shit out of him, you guys.
I'm not,
blast him. Tell him to post more shit. All right, guys. Follow us on Instagram at No Simple Road, Facebook at No Simple Road. Go to www.nosimpleroad.com for all news, weather, information, sports, and games for No Simple Road. That's where you can go to the family tab, sign up for the newsletter, and get the inside scoop on No Simple Road. That also is where you will see your hashtag No Simple Road and hashtag Found Family will show up there. The last 20 of those posts show up on our website, and there's been a lot of traffic on the site. So if you want to get your stuff up on NoSimpleRoad.com, hashtag No Simple Road, and it will go up there. Click on the merch tab, and there are shirts and stickers and pins, and you can support No Simple Road like that. If you hear us talk about anything on No Simple Road that you're going to purchase, click through the link at the bottom of the page to Amazon and buy it through there. And that's a fun way for you to do stuff. head over to patreon.com/NoSimpleRoad. That is how you can support the No Simple Road family. For as little as $1 a month, you too can be part of the No Simple Road crew.
In the eyes of the angel.
Yeah, anyway. 25 cents an episode, guys, and we're doing more than one episode a fucking week now.
Gosh.
So it's like 12.5 cents an episode if you give $1 a month, and we need it because that's how we pay for shit.
Yeah.
And we love you guys. And
I do love you guys. Thank you so much, you guys.
Most importantly, though,
for real,
when the episode's over, when you hit pause, go down in the app that you're listening to us on. A lot of you listen to us on Apple Podcasts. Go down to the bottom, hit the search thing, type in No Simple Road, go to the review section, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck they're calling it nowadays. That is the way that more people will find out about No Simple Road, and it doesn't cost you guys anything, man. So if you haven't already done that, please, when the episode's over, head over there, leave us a 5-star review. That is the biggest way you can help out No Simple Road. And last but not least, guys, don't forget Osiris Podcast Network, man. Badass group of dudes and ladies. Female Centrics is out there. It's a girl-only fish podcast. And that's fucking cool because I'll tell you, the music podcast thing is really male-dominated. And it's super cool to see a girl-only fish podcast. So if you're a chick and you like fish, go check out Female Centrics. And also, Stranger Stopping Strangers is a Grateful Dead podcast that she interviews people from the scene and does her thing over there. Stacy's awesome. You guys should check out Stranger Stopping Strangers. The Road to Now. Beyond the Pond. Helping Friendly Podcast.
Fear of Craft Beer Planet.
Broke Down Pod. There's a lot of good fucking music podcasts on Osiris, and we're super honored to be a part of it. And you guys should head over to those shows and check them out because it's fun. And you're supporting No Simple Road when you support those shows too. So
and
check them out.
Get in the loop.
Get in the loop. The Legion of Osiris Podcasts. Bow. We love you guys. And B, thanks for coming on the show, brother. If you're in Portland, hit us up.
And the weather is blue.
Peace.
Osiris.